Friends, good evening and welcome to this Gnostic Lab for Practical Application. Today we have the practice with the mantra Wu, and it will be really great if we prepare ourselves for these practices. It is really nice and pleasant to have incense with a very nice aroma burning close. Also, if you have some music, we recommend classical music in a very low volume so you can follow the practice, and if you may happen to have a candle at home, well, you can also light it. That will be awesome. Yeah. So, well, today's practice, we are going to talk about Master Wu Wen. Master Wu Wen was a Chinese master, and who was trying very hard to get good results from his meditations. And he tried many ways to make his mind quiet, to get the experience of a mind that is really quiet and in silence. So he tried to many different practices in order to get the mind in a quiet moment. So after some time of trying many things, as I already said, Master Wu Wen went to Master Wai Shi, and he taught him to meditate with the mantra, with the sacred mantra, Wu. And this mantra that we will sing today, it is recommendable to use it as a mantra, but in our mind. We are going to chant it in our mind, but we can also chant it out loud. So today we are going to do it in these two ways. So it is very simple to do. It is the sound of the wind through the mountainside. That is the sound of the mantra Wu. The mantra Wu, well, it is we are going to elongate the vowel or the letter U. So we can have this sound, this very, very, very similar sound of the wind of the hurricane, imitating the sound of the hurricane howling through the mountainside, or the terrible crash of the waves against the beach. That is the way that we are going to chant this mantra. And it is also, as I already said, good that you chant this mantra in your mind in order to clear our mind of any thoughts and desires. That's what we are going to use this mantra for. We are going to use it to make our mind relax, to make our mind quiet. And well, we are going to erase all those memories, all those thoughts, and all those preoccupations that they come to our mind when we try to meditate. So that is the main purpose of this practice, to have our quiet and silent mind. Very well. So this master, Wu Wen, knew really, really intelligently how to combine the meditation and the sleep. And he chanted the mantra to get a quiet and silent mind. So he practices for many years, and he finally find his mind in a very, very quiet moment. He find his mind without this battle of opposites, the yes and the no, the go and the stay. All those opposites in our mind disappear. And he went deeper into that. He didn't stop there. He tried harder. He go deep and deeper into this meditation, into this emptiness of his mind. And he fought to sustain the practice. He was this master when he was so constant in his practice that he achieved many beautiful things, many beautiful virtues, many beautiful abilities, right? And he, well, that's that he did it because he tried hard. He did it all the time. He didn't stop. He tried years and years all day long. Sometimes he just forgot, sorry, everything about his human life to the mantra. He just get into the mantra woo with no resting. And that was really nice for him because he achieved the emptiness of the mind. Something that sometimes we dream to achieve the emptiness of the mind. And he did it successfully. He emptied his mind of worries, desires, thoughts, and preoccupations. And let me tell you that Master Wu Wen, he sat down in a lotus position and start to chant the mantra. But all these worries and desires, they appeared in his mind. But he didn't fight against these thoughts. He analyzed them, tried to find out where all these worries and desires came from, and he studied all of them one by one, little by little, comprehended. And then those desires, those worries, those thoughts just disappear from his mind. They just go away and never came back. So that's why Wu Wen vocalized his mantra mentally, and all the thoughts disappeared. And he didn't think in anything. So he has his mind empty. And whenever a memory, as I already said, or a thought sprang up in his mind, he just studied again, analyzed it, and comprehended it in all the levels of his mind. And later, forgetting it thoroughly and definitely. So, this is a great teaching that Master Wu give us, because we sometimes when we are meditating, all those thoughts, all those mind contradictions makes us feel really bad, and sometimes we cannot continue with the meditation because it is so loud. All those thoughts are so loud that we say, okay, I have to stop because I'm going to have a headache. And we stand up and we forget about meditation. But with this mantra today, I am going to show you how to do it, how to chant it. You will see that little by little, with the days and days you're practicing, you will see that this crazy chat of the mind will disappear. Very nice. So that's what we are want to achieve, the silence of the mind. And well, he M Master Wu Wen, he practiced this mantra all day long for years, for many years. And sometimes let me tell you that this master start the meditation in early in the morning, and he sat down, he concentrate, he started to chant the mantra and in his mind, and then he felt the emptiness in his mind. He said that one day, when if you have the opportunity to read the book, the Buddha Necklace, that I'm going to recommend you to read. This is something that you can read over there, where how this master Wu Wen, he achieved the emptiness of his mind by facing all the hunger, all the noise around, all the distractions, people coming and going, closing and opening doors. He patiently tolerating everything, even the mosquitoes. He sat down early in the morning, and he finished his meditation at sunset. So he was so concentrated in this mantra Wu that one day he achieved the illumination. He said, he mentioned about this, that one day he felt his mind light and bright and transparent. So that's why he says that he achieved this quiet moment in his mind for a long period. And finally, well, he achieved the elimination and the emptiness. So that's what we are going to try to do today. We are going to start with this practice, and well, hopefully with constant practice, we will achieve the emptiness one day, the illumination one day. So, dear friends, please try to find a comfortable place at home where you can sit down, where you can relax. Maybe you want to relax in a yoga mat or in your sofa. Be free to do it, okay? For all means, do it. Very nice. So let's try to find this comfortable place and try to get a very, very comfortable position as well. And we are going to do it right now. I'm going to turn off my camera so you can concentrate in the practice itself. So please now, everybody, now that you find that beautiful place, that nice place, comfortable, please close your eyes. Excellent. Very nice. If you are sitting, please put your hands on your thighs, on your thighs, and relax. Try to relax, to have your back in a good position. And if you are maybe on your bed, well, you can put your arms along or along your body. And now we are going to concentrate in our breathing. Concentrate in your breathing. And we are going to breathe in one and breathe out in two. Try to make this breathing deep, slowly, and consciously. Very well. So let's start. One, breathe in. And two, breathe out. One, and two. One more time. Breathe in. One. And breathe out. Two. Concentrating your breathing. Don't stop concentrating on that in and out of your oxygen. Now, be aware of your state of mind, be aware of your mood, and analyze it carefully. Analyze if you are happy, if you are worried about something. Well, just focus in this moment. Leave this moment. Concentrate in this moment. And concentrate in your breathing. Breathe in and breathe out. Now we are going to relax our body. Very nice. We are going to use a technique to relax our body by concentrating our mind in the different parts of our body. We are going to start by concentrating our mind in our feet. Concentrate in your feet and relax them. Relax your feet, feel them soft and with no tension. Concentrate now on your legs, your thighs, your legs, and your hips. And relax them. Feel them relaxed and also with no tension. Relax your back, your stomach, and your chest. Concentrate on those parts. One. Feel no tension. Also concentrate in your neck and your shoulders. Concentrate on your arms and hands and your fingers. And relax them. All the muscles. With no tension. Very well. Now concentrate yourself on your face muscles and all of the muscles of your head and relax them. Don't forget your breathing. Breathe and slowly breathing in and breathing out. Now take a few moments to check all your body. See if any part of your body has tension. And if you find this part with tension, just say with your mind that part to be relaxed. And that part will obey. Okay? Very nice. Now that we are in this state of relaxation, that is very pleasant, that is very nice. Now we are going to concentrate in our innermost. And you can say a little prayer. Asking for help, asking for guidance, for protection. With words that comes from your heart, with your own words. Excellent. In this moment that we have our body all relaxed and we are with this emotion, this positive emotion, it's time for us to relax our mind. So we are going to do it with the mantra Wu. Remember, the mantra Wu is the sound of the wind through the mountains. It's the sound of the wind through the trees. It's the sound of the wind in the hurricane. So we are going to elongate the sound of the vowel U. It sounds like a whistle. So let's start. Do it out loud. Very well, dear friends. Now we are going to continue a few moments, few minutes. With a mantra in our mind, only in our mind. Remember, imagine the sound of the hurricane. Imagine the sound of the wind through the mountain. And do it in your mind. We'll continue with the chanting. And if you have or any kind of thoughts of desire or preoccupation in your mind in this moment, if all those thoughts are coming to your mind, do not fight them. Just analyze them. And understand that all those thoughts, all those desires are not good in this moment. They are not part of this meditation, and they will disappear. And continue with the mantra in your mind, the sound of the wind. Continue with the mantra. Very well, thanks. Now we are going to take a deep breath in one and exhale in two. Now we should thank our Divine Father for this opportunity. The opportunity of meditation, the opportunity of this practice. You can do it with your own words, with words that comes from your heart. Excellent. Now you can move little by little, wiggle your fingers, wiggle your toes, and open your eyes slowly. Very nice. Well, how do you feel? I know this mantra is really nice, really very, very beautiful, and we can feel connected with this mantra because we are also connected with nature. So remember that you can do this mantra for a longer period of time. Of course, today because of our time, well, it wasn't possible to do it very, very long. And also it is good that you start little by little. 10 minutes, then you add more minutes, next week you add more, and so on. You will find yourself doing this mantra for a long, long, long time. Very nice. So please do this practice. I invite you to do it because it is really good. It will help you a lot. And maybe you can have like this special connection with the mantra woo. And well, don't forget that with these practices, we always need persistence. It is also important to know that dripping water hollows out stone, not through force, but through persistence. And that's what we need in these practices, the persistence. We have to do it every single day. Maybe, as I already said, just a few minutes at the beginning, but every single day. Do never, never, never get tired of practicing because it is really important that you continue with the practice so you will find yourself used to it, used to do all these practices, and you will see that that all those practices will be part of your daily life, and that's what we need to do to get the gnosis into our daily life. Very good. And now, well, dear friends, if you want to go deeper into this practice, you can go to the bibliography of this practice is the Buddha Necklace. The Buddha Necklace is a book written by has been written by Samael Aunbeor, and all of the practices and all of the lectures that we give you in Samael Gnosis that US. It is all of them are based on Samael's well teachings. So excellent. It was a really nice practice. I hope you enjoyed it. And well, see you next class. Goodbye.